branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power, power to the power. Small business.
And welcome to Power to the Small Business, the internet show about small business marketing. I am your purveyor of marketing awesomeness, Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot, which can be found at themarketingspot.com. Subject of this episode, number 71 of the big show, is creativity. Specifically, creativity in your advertising. We'll dive into creativity with Tom Altsteel shortly. But first, a couple of announcements. I will be presenting my very first premium webinar, The Complete Guide of Facebook for Business, on January 18th. This is going to be a deep dive into Facebook for small to medium-sized businesses, and I'll cover everything. Facebook pages, Facebook places, Facebook deals, Facebook advertising, Facebook engagement and posting strategy. It's a 90-minute webinar. I told you it was going to be a deep dive. This is not some skim-the-surface webinar. This is a how-to-do-it resource. Included with the webinar, you'll receive a corresponding manual with some how-to instructions, worksheets, plus important references. You'll also have access to the recorded video file of the webinar so that you can go back and review it whenever you wish. It's January 18th. You don't have to watch it live if you register for the webinar but cannot watch live. You will receive the recorded video file along with the manual. This webinar will give you the power and the understanding to use Facebook to engage current and new customers, to market your business, and to create word of mouth for your business. This is a premium webinar. There is a charge for it. I've made it very affordable. In fact, I actually have a special discount if you register prior to January 1st, and a little surprise. Complete details will be on my website, themarketingspot.com. So now let's get down to some creativity. Are you being creative with your advertising? Do you need to be? What is real creativity? My guest is Tom Altsteel. Tom has been a copywriter and creative director at several Chicago and Milwaukee area agencies. He's been teaching advertising classes at Marquette University since 1999, and he has co-authored two books on creative strategy and tactics. Stick around after our conversation. I'll have some tips on how you can be creative. But right now, let's go to the Skype line and get the answers to our creative questions. And we go now to the Skype line where we're speaking with Tom Altsteel. He is Vice President, Creative Director, and Partner at PKA Marketing in Milwaukee, a full-service marketing communications agency. He has also co-written a couple books, including a very popular one called Advertising Creative, Strategy, Copy, Design. Tom, hey, welcome to the big show.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate your time to talk about creativity today. Creativity in advertising. Do you need to be creative in advertising in order for it to be effective?
Well, I think that's why we're really in the business. You need to present ideas in a fresh way so they'll be more memorable, and the benefit of that is you're able to spend less to get your message out. For example, Aflac, they spend a lot of money, but not as much as they would need to because they did something very creative with the duck, and that's taken on a life of its own. They're able to get their message out with a much lower media budget than they would if they were just tackling a dry subject like supplemental insurance.
So creativity, I hear you saying, it really extends your budget or it maximizes the budget that you do spend on marketing and advertising.
Yeah, very much. It does several things. It builds your brand, creates long-term awareness, and it really has to do three things. It has to be unexpected. It has to be something presenting the familiar in a new and a different way. Second, it has to be relevant. It has to resonate with your intended target audience. So it has to have some meaning or else it's not creative. Third, it has to be strategic. It has to be be able to use in part of a campaign. You can come up with one brilliant idea, but if you can't extend it beyond that one application, then it's not a good use of creative strategy. So it is very important and necessary.
You brought up the Aflac example, mm-hmm. and it's a great one, I think, and maybe that's why you brought it up, because they're creative, but it doesn't detract from their message in that you know that Aflac is about supplemental insurance. The message does not get lost in the creativity.
Yeah, and I think if you stick with the insurance analogy, you can look at Geico, where sometimes the creative does get lost. I mean, they're very, very creative ads, but sometimes the message gets lost in the creativity. But they also have a humongous media budget, so the brand is certainly established. That's a case where they're very creative spots, but they need billions of dollars of support to get that message out.
Yeah, they spend a lot of money on advertising, and they have several simultaneous campaigns, too.
That's an interesting thing, too. I mean, the Gecko's been ongoing, and then they've got the question thing with the bad therapist and the woodchucks and the cavemen. I mean, so they've got a lot of things going on at the same time, and each one is self-contained within it. Each one is probably a very good campaign, but they certainly spend a lot of money to get that message out.
Now that we've answered the question, is creativity good or necessary, let's answer the question, what is really creativity when you're marketing? I mean, define it for me. How do you know if you're really being creative?
Most of all, it's presenting ideas in a new way, you know, a way that most people don't expect. It's not about the most elegant design or the best written copy or high production values. It's creating something that people can relate to, that resonates with people and becomes more memorable. How do you know if you got a good creative idea? A lot of it is just a personal gut check. If you have the luxury of time and you can look back on what you've done a couple days later and you can still say, wow, that's good, your basic instinct tells you that it's good. Then you show it around and you show it to other people. If they get the same reaction, you may be around to something. But finally, ultimately, the market decides if it's good creative. If it gets attention, if it resonates with the target, if it motivates someone to take action, then it's a great idea. And I guess go back to the old saying, it's not creative unless it sells something.
Well, expand on this for me, if you would. The purpose of creativity is really so that you can stand out. There are so many messages out there, we have to stand out.
Yeah, very much. You got to pull yourself out of the pack. The ultimate goal is to sell something, but I would say the value of creativity is bringing people to the door. In a business-to-business setting, you know, we can get people to take action, but the salesperson, or in retail too, has to close the deal.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between bad creativity and good creativity, because if you watch any TV at all, or especially network TV, where you see the high production commercials, mm-hmm. everybody wants to be creative, or sometimes they would rather be funny and entertaining. And in my opinion, there's a lot of bad creativity out there, and that people are creative for creative's sake. What's your opinion on right now the mix between bad and good creativity?
Well, I agree that a lot of people are being creative for creative's sake. There is no other industry that congratulates itself as much as advertising. there are no awards for the best account executive or the best media director, but there are a million awards for creative, and we love to congratulate each other. And so it really depends on how you define good and bad. To me, bad creativity is creativity that doesn't get results. It fails to make that connection. It's annoying. It's irrelevant. It's insulting. It's offensive. It's boring. But the same approach, maybe directed at a different audience, might generate a response. So, I mean, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't matter if an idea is beautifully executed. If it doesn't get results, it's not achieving the objectives of the agency or the client, and you can put as many plaques as you want on your wall from award shows, but ultimately you got to put some money in your pocket.
Can you give us maybe some guidelines on what to stay away from as far as creativity? Like, a lot of the big advertisers like to use humor. You know, let's use humor to be creative, or entertaining to be creative. Then you go back to the Aflac. What is Aflac? Is it humor? It's somewhat humor. I don't know. So what are some good guidelines for bad and good creativity?
Again, something that resonates. Now, humor works in a lot of cases. It gets people to like your brand or like your commercial. It doesn't necessarily get them to buy something. And if the objective is just brand recognition, I think humor is an excellent choice. Humor, if it can be tied to a benefit of the product, very effective. But to be funny for funny's sake doesn't always work. So what does work? I'd say any approach that really connects with people. It could be drama. It could be something that demonstrates the product very well. It doesn't have to be funny. I mean, if you go back to the old Timex commercials back, you know, decades ago, where they do product demonstrations and the torture test, there was nothing funny about those, but it sure did make a case that the watch, you know, takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Let's get into a little deeper on whether or not you even need creativity, because I look at some very effective campaigns, and maybe you can tell me, maybe there's some creativity there that I don't see. Like, for example, the U.S. Marine Corps' TV spots, which I think are very effective, and the Marines are one of my favorite brands. But you could argue, is there really any creativity there, and do all brands need creativity to be effective?
I think there has to be some level of creativity. Otherwise, the creativity is sort of a shortcut that allows you to get attention without having to maybe pay as much. If you had a boring message or something that didn't resonate, you would have to spend a lot more money just to get people's attention. So getting back to what the purpose of creativity is, it grabs people. You got to have the right creativity that connects with people. But if you can do that, you've got their attention and you're telling them something that they want to hear, at least pay attention to. You don't have to spend as much to get that attention. Now, having said that, the internet and social media is the great equalizer for small budgets and small business.
But you still have to give your message, no matter what platform you use. You still have to give your message in a creative way. It has to be something that's out of the ordinary or unexpected to some degree, right?
Yes. And getting back to those three things, if it's unexpected, so, wow, that's something I haven't seen before. It's relevant. Yeah, I can relate to that. Or you're speaking to me. Or I really get what you're saying. And is it strategic? I mean, will it generate some action? And can you use that message across several platforms? Then you've got something that's worthwhile from a creative standpoint.
Let's get down to idea generation here. Let's think mostly like on a local level or a small to medium-sized business level where we don't have a big production budget to do a lot of special effects or hire comedy writers or something like that. How can we generate good creative ideas for our advertising and promotional efforts?
It comes down to knowing the marketplace and knowing your target audience. You keep asking, so what? You try to boil down to the big idea, that one thing. Don't get lost in the features. Don't get lost in the ego of your company. Find out what does it mean for your customer, and why do they buy something, or why should they buy something? And you finally get down to that little kernel of truth, and then you've got something you can work with. It's not so much, all the things that a company wants to say about their product. It's what that product does for a person. And once you get that defined and you keep asking, so what, then you've got a basis that you can do something that's relevant to that customer.
We're talking to Tom Altsteel. He is VP and Creative Director and Partner at PKA Marketing in Milwaukee. So, Tom, what are some techniques you might recommend in generating creative ideas?
Whether you're doing it in-house or you have an agency, you have to go out in the field and talk to customers. You can do a lot of secondary research, but I think there's no substitute for just talking to the people that use the product or the people that don't use it. You know, and if it's retail, why do you shop at this store and why don't you shop at this store? And you get a lot of answers that way. You know, so doing your primary research, thoroughly getting in the head of the target audience is, I think, the first thing and the most essential thing you need to do.
Now, I'm looking at your book here, which is called Advertising Creative, which can be found on both Amazon and eBay. And you talk about concepting here in the creative process. Is there a particular concepting process that you might recommend to local businesses?
What we discuss in the book is sort of a guideline, and I don't know how many people actually go through a formal concepting process, but we offer several different ways to look at it. One is just a straight product description. The other is using the alternative, what happens if you don't use this product. And then in some ways you see that on TV with the humor, like you didn't use the product, so, you know, terrible things happen to you, like the Allstate Mayhem commercial. You can use metaphors, things that represent the benefits of using the product. So there are a lot of different ways. If you start thinking about the different approaches that you can use, then the concepts start you know, percolating and develop. And, you know, but it's not a cookbook process where you say, I'll do one thing and then the next thing happens and the next thing. It's kind of like, okay, there's several ways to look at this, and once I start going through that process, okay, then one idea leads to another.
Well, let's toot your own horn a little bit here. You work on creative ideas and creative strategy for businesses. What are some of your best creative ideas or your best creative campaigns? Can you give us some examples?
A couple things. One is, we've got a client that makes, to the outside world, it doesn't sound like it's a terribly exciting product, but if you're a plumbing contractor, it is. It's a press fitting for a copper pipe or a stainless steel pipe. And you can put this, join two pipes, you press it, and you save a lot of time. We did a direct, multi-part direct mail campaign to promote, called ProPress. They cut the time and cost of joining pipes. We were introducing it to the stainless steel market. We sent out mailers to 3,700 prospects, and within 12 months, their sales were 18% over their projections, which were pretty aggressive to begin with. And the best thing is the cost per lead was about 1/20th of what it would have been if they got leads from a trade show.
Was there a specific idea, that creative idea that helped it stand out so much?
One of the things we used was a slogan, and it gets a little bit technical, but the old way to join fittings is you would sweat the fittings. So we did a whole campaign is, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, in this economy, don't sweat it. You know, things playing off the word sweat.
Something, if you were a plumber, you'd understand, right? And it would be kind of, oh, yeah, I get it.
Tell the outside world, and go, oh, okay, I don't get it.
So, Tom, if people want to find more of your work or find out more about you, where can we find you on the web?
You can go to pkamar.com, and we have a lot of examples. We have a portfolio of our work. We have case histories. Should be able to find a lot of good information on that.
Yeah, and you have a blog, too. I'm looking at a blog post right now, The 7 Deadly Sins of Copywriting, right there. Cool. Yeah. We appreciate your time, Tom, today on Power to the Small Business, and thanks for sharing your insights on creativity.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Are you being creative with your advertising, or are you really just creating some bad advertising? You shouldn't just list a bunch of features, your hours of operations, your location. Don't just tell people you have great quality, you're dependable, and you have the best people in town. Now, granted, people need to know who you are and what you do, but more importantly, they need to know why they should care. You should spend about 2 seconds on who you are and what you do. The rest is on why the customer should care. And that reason is not your quality, it's not your service, your friendliness, because that's what everyone else says. Think of car dealers, possibly the worst collection of advertisers in an industry. Car dealer advertising is the worst because car dealers think the only reason you buy a car is because of the price and the discounts and the features. So every car dealer ad says exactly the same thing, exactly. And they all try to hype it so it looks like they have the absolute lowest prices, the biggest discounts, the largest selection. There, I just wrote the commercial for 99% of car dealers in America, and it's such a colossal waste of advertising budget. By contrast, I want to give you two other examples of some real car dealers who did some different things. First, a local used car dealer by the name of Mike Knight Motors. You may have heard me reference him before. He had a tagline called Slaying the Used Car Dragons. In other words, he was breaking the used car stereotypes. And in his creative campaign, we never mentioned price. We happened to find somebody in town who had a suit of armor. They played at these Renaissance festivals, and we said, hey, our tagline is Slaying the Used Car Dragons. So we got this guy in a suit of armor, and we had little vignettes, little dramas played out on our TV commercials, which we ran on cable, in which the sleazy sales dragon would show up, harass a customer, the knight and Mike would appear and chase him away. Never advertised price, never advertised the cars. And they were such a popular campaign. Our advertising budget was so low, and yet everybody in town was talking about the commercials. And it rocketed Mike up towards the top of used car dealerships in the area. So that's one example of how you get creative. You use your brand promise in a creative way. I'll give you another example of a local Ford dealership here, and their brand promise is about family. We're going to treat you like you are part of the family. And their entire dealership is run by the family, and you've probably heard me reference them before also. But in their ads, we get creative in that we never advertise price. We never advertise discounts. It's all about the family. So our creative approach is to have little family discussions. We put the brothers in some family discussions about one family situation or another. For example, who's the sensitive brother? Who's dad's favorite? And they are a popular series also on both radio and television. And they outsell their larger big city competitor. And they do it with fewer employees and without ever mentioning price. So you don't have to be real funny or have special effects or do things like that in order to get creative. You just have to be a little different. Now, here's a creative process you can use. First, I want to recommend you eliminate your media salesperson from the creative process. Do not use the media outlet at all to help you with your creativity. They churn out this stuff every day, all day, and if you turn your creative over to them, it will look like all their other stuff. There are exceptions to the rule, but rarely. Second, develop your creative idea around your brand. During the conversation, you heard Tom say, finding that kernel of truth. That's your brand promise. What you promise to deliver beyond the product or service you happen to sell. Your advertising should not be about your product. I know, that's tough to think, right? That's tough. I can't advertise my product. Oh my gosh. But just stick with me here. Third, once you've identified your brand message, you're ready to start idea storming. First, start by asking yourself some questions. Gerald Hammond, he's also known as Solution Man, he's developed this tool called the No-Brainer, with a K-N, you know, like no, K-N-O-W, brainer. And it provides questions and quotes that stimulate your mind. So start asking yourself some questions like, how might motivation and passion be generated and sustained? It sounds kind of high, right? But if you start thinking, well, how am I going to motivate and communicate passion rather than how can I give the lowest price and the discounts here? Each question leads to some other questions. Look at some famous quotes. See how they apply to your brand promise. It just starts opening up these new neural pathways in your brain and you start coming up with different creative ideas. Another idea is to get out of thesaurus. You heard Tom mention metaphors. Create a list of metaphors and synonyms for the key points in your brand promise. They'll create other visuals in your mind and the ideas will start flowing. Next, storyboard your ideas. Get you one of those big pads that you can hang on the wall or put on an easel. I have one in my office. I also have two big dry erase boards. I storyboard stuff all the time. Create a story about your promise. Also, draw pictures. Dan Rome wrote an excellent book called The Back of the Napkin, and he says that by drawing pictures, you will start seeing otherwise invisible aspects of your idea and potential solutions emerge. It's not just for artists. Start drawing pictures, and your mind starts working in different ways, in creative ways. And finally, remember Tom Altstiel's three rules of creativity: be unexpected, mean presenting the familiar in a new and different way; be relevant, meaning that you need to resonate with your intended target audience; and third, be strategic. You must be able to extend the idea into a campaign and more than a one-time use. Complete show notes and a link to download this audio file to your computer can be found at the podcast website, powertothesmallbusiness.com. Thanks to Tom Altstiel for being our guest. If you want more information, I have a free advertising webinar available for you to view on demand at my company website, themarketingspot.com. Look under the free resources tab. And it's also where you'll find the registration information for my premium webinar on January 18th, the complete guide of Facebook for Business. I hope you'll join me for that. That's it for episode number 71 of The Big Show, Creativity. My name is Jay Arrett. May you be awesome this week. And thanks for listening to the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.